People come to our work for all kinds of reasons. Some people, like you said, have health conditions. Some people want to create a new job, a new career, a new relationship. Some people are craving a mystical experience. Some people just want to understand life from a different perspective. And I think science has become the contemporary language of mysticism. I think it's science that demystifies the mystical. Sciences point the finger at possibility. But science, in a sense, creates community. So people come for all kinds of reasons. And what I've learned in the last year or so is that what people really want is wholeness. Because when we want something, we're in separation or in lack. And so when we started experimenting with doing different scientific measurements, one of the things we started to notice is that when a person somehow connects to something greater, and that has a influence on their nervous system. Once you learn that skill of self-regulation and being able to experience a greater level of wholeness, that if you can create from wholeness instead of separation or lack, you can produce greater effects on the nature of reality. There's no separation between cause and effect. Your thoughts create experiences when you're in oneness. What happens between cause and effect is called time. So why not practice shortening time or the interval between cause, the thought, and the effect, the experience? And when you start seeing something appear in your life, you start getting more kind, more caring, more loving, more conscious, more present, because you feel more whole. I want them to learn the formula on how to heal. I want them to learn the formula on how to create reality. I want them to learn the formula that there is a door to other dimensions that they can create independent of any exogenous substance and release latent systems in the brain that causes them to realize they're not a linear being living a linear life. They're a dimensional being living a dimensional life, and it only takes one of those experiences where you have an alteration in your identity, that you can't go back to being the same person again. Once you can get beyond your attention on your body, get beyond your attention on different objects and people and things at certain times and places in your environment, no longer anticipating the next moment or living in the past, when a person can get transcendental beyond their identity, they start passing through an eye of the needle. And that is their connection to that unifying field, that invisible field of energy that actually is connecting everything physical and material. And you can't use your senses when you're there. In fact, when you are there, there's a whole nother set of rules to execute in. There's no place to go. Every thought has a frequency, and being able to create from that place is why we're here. I give people numerous opportunities to get beyond themselves, numerous opportunities to connect with themselves. I want them to get frustrated. I want them to get impatient. I want them to get overly analytical, because that's the end of their belief. And then finally, when they finally make up their mind to let go and just do it, and they run into that feeling, they run into that experience, they're all in. They don't want a sports car anymore. They want that, whatever that was. And if it comes with a transcendental moment, when they come back to their senses from that inner experience, their spectrum of reality is broadened. They're seeing things they had never seen before because their brain wasn't wired to see it, but it didn't come from the environment. It came from their inner environment. That transcendental moment now is producing a feeling, a frequency that is so unusual. It's so much joy, so much bliss, so much ecstasy. You can't go back to being the same person after that. The illusion of limitation begins to change. And now all you want to do is you crave the unknown. And when you start seeing the gap between cause and effect, thought and experience closing down, you're moving closer to the divine. And when that happens, all the things you thought you want, you no longer want, because the overcoming process leading to who you become, nobody can take that away from you. I now know that if I can speak it in a way that nothing is left to conjecture, Nothing is left to superstition. Nothing is left to dogma. They know exactly what they're doing and why. And the moment you know the what and the why, the how starts to get easier. So I will deliver concepts, ideas, mix different forms of science to create a model of understanding. So if they can turn the person next to them between the two of them and build a model of understanding, they're making their brain fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations. They're changing their mind. So then if they can get their behaviors to match their intentions and they have a new experience, the brain makes a chemical. And that chemical is called a feeling or an emotion. When you start feeling unlimited, when you start feeling worthy, when you are having an experience that causes you to be more in love with life. So when you're at that point where you're so whole that you don't care what people think about you, when you're so happy with yourself that you're free, you don't care what you look like, you're just happy with you, man, that's freedom for people. That's so much freedom. How much could we get done if we had an infinite amount of time? And in the realm of time space, there's no past, there is no future. It's all happening now. And it only takes one experience of entering that place that you cannot see the world the same way again. People, many times when they gather knowledge and information, the information causes them to become conscious of what they were once unconscious to. And when you have a greater level of consciousness, you see possibilities. And in a sense, you're energized by information. You're enlightened, you're filled with light in some way, and you see possibilities that you haven't seen before. Now, getting beyond the analytical mind is one of the main purposes of meditation. And I can tell you that the analytical mind is always going to talk us out of possibility because it is fascinated on trying to predict what's going to happen next. And there's a stigma we have in our minds that if you lead with too much passion in your life, you're going to lose your life. And if you're working on your anger and frustration, and I'm working on my fear and anxiety and my judgment, and I'm taking care of me, and you emerge in that heart of yours, and I emerge in that heart, we are going to be like-minded. We're going to be connected by that invisible field. So then, do you need the sugar pill? Do you need the saline injection? Do you need to perform some false surgery or procedure? Because all they're doing is marrying a clear intention with the elevated emotion of optimism, of possibility, of inspiration. They're changing their state of being. Giving the person the pill every day, most of them thought they were getting the actual substance because they felt so much better. Every day, changing your state of being, doing it for 8 weeks without a sugar pill, just marrying a clear intention and elevated emotion, changing your state of being without any exogenous substance. Sooner or later, you start feeling good. You practice feeling good every day for 8 weeks, you're going to start feeling good. It's just going to be the side effect. It just makes sense. You get a group of people, 1,000 people in a room. By the middle of the event, everybody is locked into their heart. They know how to execute. And I say, get in that heart of yours, and on that energy, lay the thought that the people in the front of the room, on that energy, that their lives be enriched, that their bodies be healed, that their dreams come true. The collective then moves as one mind, as one heart. And the collective begins to entrain the weak. The collective begins to care for the other ones that are falling behind, not because they want to run to their dream, but because they want to help people realize their dream, because that's important to them. It's just, you can't not care. You can't not be present. You can't not be kind. And you see a man show up in a wheelchair from a stroke, completely disabled. His daughter wheeled him around that whole event. And he had a profound moment the very last day. And he went back. She wheeled him into the house. He could walk. We contribute to the living organism. You made a difference. You changed somebody's life. That's why we do it, for that feeling. You keep doing it. That's going to be a common feeling. You're going to get really sensitive to some energy, to some feeling. That's what it's about. They get it. All they had to do was open their heart for somebody else. That's how it opens. I want them to be able to execute with the tools to be able to create the life they want. And as you get closer and closer to source, to singularity, to wholeness, It's no longer about you, it's about us, it's about community. And that's when we begin to emerge as something greater.